From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and Senator John McCain has wrapped up the Republican presidential nomination tonight with wins in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are in close combat for Texas and Ohio, the big delegate prizes tonight. Polls are closed in both states now, though some polls had been kept open late in Ohio because of heavy voter turnout.
Senator Obama entered today's primaries with a lead in the delegate count of 110. He won the primary in Vermont, which will give him a net gain of another four, perhaps five delegates. But the races in Texas and Ohio remain too close to call. The polls just closed a few minutes ago in Rhode Island. We're still waiting to see what we think happened there. And as we've heard on the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain is 4-for-4 tonight. He's expected now to have enough delegates that we say he has won the Republican nomination, and he's celebrating that victory in Dallas.
And Robert, that's where NPR's Wade Goodwin is too, but he is in a Democratic stronghold. He joins us from the Kid Springs Recreation Center in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas. Wade, there's a, they're calling this the Texas two-step. I'm a big fan of two-stepping, and this is not the kind I'm used to. Why don't you tell us about it?
No, you're not going around in a big circle. I'm at a very interesting precinct. There's two precincts here. And it's a mix of whites, Hispanics, and blacks. It's mostly middle and working class, and there's a significant gay population here, too. The line was out the door. I'd say 250 people are here. The vast majority come to sign in. They write in their presidential preference right next to their name, and then they can leave. But the caucusing, where they're electing delegates to the senatorial district conventions, that happens in a month, and they're taking resolutions from the Iraq war to immigration policy, all that's happening right now.
And the idea is if you have voted in the primary, you can show up for the caucus only if you voted in the primary. Can you show up tonight to caucus?
That's right. Once delegates are, you know, right now they're choosing the delegates for Clinton and Obama, and then those, you know, based on the numbers here, next to the name, those are committed to the next level. But believe it or not, those delegates are allowed to change their commitment, which seems a bit unfair since they're assigned by the strength of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
But it's theoretically possible. They just took the vote, and there was 6 for Obama and 4 for Clinton. They have 10 delegates to the Senate District Convention. But again, it's theoretically possible for that number to change for 5 to Obama and 5 for Clinton, or 7 to Obama and 3 for Clinton. Let's say an Obama delegate couldn't go to the Senate convention, and then the elected Obama alternate couldn't either, then a Clinton delegate could take their place. And the campaigns will try to lobby these delegates to change their minds throughout this process to the state convention in early June, and sometimes they succeed.
So it's not over till it's over.
It's not over until it's over. It's quite an atmosphere here. There's about 25, 7, and 8-year-olds in the gym, and they're playing a basketball league. We can hear the whistle blowing and the buzzer sounding, the ball bouncing off the rim. In the hallway, they're voting on resolutions and applauding themselves as they approve each other's resolutions resoundingly. So it's a pretty good feeling over here. Much striving going on in all parts of the Kid Springs Recreation Center.
Okay, NPR's Wade Goodwin, who's at the Kid Springs Recreation Center in Dallas. Thanks so much, Wade.
My pleasure.
On to the other big state where there is a close Democratic primary today. That is Ohio, and NPR's David Green joins us from the Columbus Athenaeum in Columbus. That's where Hillary Clinton is holding a rally for supporters in the state capitol. What does the Clinton campaign say about today's primary in Ohio, David?
Well, they were feeling good earlier in the day, Robert. Hillary Clinton spoke to us as we were leaving Texas and on our way here. She said she feels like her campaign did everything it needed to do, and a lot of officials who work for her have been talking about they feel like in the last few days they really engaged in a serious debate with Barack Obama over who would be best commander-in-chief to protect the country, who would turn the economy around, and they turned very, very negative, you know, attacking Barack Obama, suggesting he's not really opposed to NAFTA as he says he is, the trade deal, and also delving into his relationship with Tony Rezko, the Chicago fundraiser and developer who is on trial right now. Hillary Clinton was asked today, you know, what if this campaign gets very ugly and keeps going? Couldn't that really damage whoever gets the ultimate nomination? And Hillary Clinton insisted she doesn't believe that's the case. She said that overall it's been a positive campaign. She's still confident that the party will rally around whoever wins the nomination. She said, I hope it's me.
Of course, there's a great discussion of expectations surrounding Senator Clinton's performance today in the four primaries. Bill Clinton said not too long ago, if she doesn't win in both Ohio and Texas, she doesn't get the nomination. Is the campaign now, are they proudly saying they'll live up to Bill Clinton's standard?
Well, that they're not speculating about what comes next, depending on what happens. They say they're confident to win both. But they are starting to talk a lot about Ohio, put the focus on Ohio, and say that this was really the important state today because it's a big state in the general election. It's a state that Democrats really need to carry if they're going to take the White House away from the Republican Party. So you can get the sense that they're starting to perhaps build an argument for perhaps fighting forward, even if Texas doesn't go as well as they can as they hope. But again, they say publicly they refuse to speculate until the voters speak.
And on this one election day, we're going to ask for a weather report. What's it like in Columbus?
Well, I've been indoors watching supporters come in for the last hour or so. But as we landed here, Robert, it was nasty. It's been cold in Ohio. It's been snowing, raining, freezing, depending on which part of the state you're in. The polls had to stay open longer because of the weather. So we left sunny Texas and arrived in the state of Ohio, and it's not a pretty sight weather-wise.
Okay. David Green in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Robert.
And, Robert, if Hillary Clinton is holding what she hopes will be her celebration in Ohio, mm-hmm. Barack Obama's in San Antonio, Texas. And also there is NPR's Don Gagne, who joins us from just outside the Municipal Auditorium. And, Don Gagne, any sign of Barack Obama, and when might he appear?
No sign of him yet. Those caucuses that followed the day's worth of primary voting are still underway, and in precincts all across this huge state, and they have not even started letting people into this rally, this big outdoor rally, where I can tell you the weather isn't like it is where David Green is. Up
you
in
got
Ohio.
A better gig, but, you think? Huh?
But we are outside, and it is getting a little cold as the night goes on. But we wouldn't expect to hear from Senator Obama, for at least a couple of hours, and we're not getting any indication at this point. Again, there aren't even supporters here yet. Just a bunch of media all doing what I'm doing right now.
Right, and with the results to calculate from both the primary and the caucus in this Texas two-step, it could be a long night. What are you hearing from the Obama camp about what their expectations were and whether they were met there in Texas?
It's interesting. They do not sound like the most confident campaign today. Certainly, they are saying they would love a win in Texas. They'd love a win in Ohio. But Senator Obama came back and talked to us, talked to the press corps on the plane as we were flying here from, where were we this morning? Houston this morning. And we asked him that, how do you feel? What's it look like? And he said, well, there's not going to be a big shift in delegates. Either way, we go on to Wyoming. Wyoming, of course, the site of a relatively speaking small caucus mm-hmm. this coming weekend. And then he said, my head tells me that we have a lead in delegates. He's talking about the overall lead in delegates. And that's going to be hard for Hillary Clinton to overcome. Again, he's speaking overall. He went on to say they'd have to blow us out in Texas and Ohio today, and I don't think that's going to happen. But they're bracing themselves for a very close result, and frankly, they don't know which way it's going to go either.
And it sounds like you're describing a campaign that is less confident than you've seen it before. Am I right about that?
They definitely know that the aggressiveness of the Clinton campaign, especially with her those tough negative ads that she put up and her hitting him and pressing him on trade and on experience, took a toll. And Senator Obama said today, hey, she threw the kitchen sink at us. So they're aware that they've had a really, really tough fight here.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne in San Antonio, where he's waiting for the Barack Obama rally to begin. Don, thanks a lot.
A pleasure.